Burden to E.G. White, February 14, 1908. Loma Linda, Redlands, California, February 14, 1908. Mrs. E.G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister, I know that you are interested in all that concerns the work at Loma Linda, and we are anxious that the Lord shall have opportunity to give us light in whatever plans we lay for the advancement of the work at this place. At a recent meeting of the conference committee, we suggested that there should be an educational council of the school faculty at Fernando and Loma Linda and the conference committee before plans were definitely laid for another school year's work. Hence, last Sunday we had a meeting at Loma Linda to consider the future plans for the educational work in Southern California. There was perfect agreement among all present in the conclusions reached and the plans laid. It would have done you good, Sister White, to have seen the unity of spirit and desire of all, that the work at Loma Linda should be made just what the Lord designed it to be. After carefully considering the light that has been sent us and the counsel that has been given with reference to the school at Loma Linda, all were unanimous in their decision that it must be the Lord's plan that a medical missionary school should be carried forward here, with a course sufficiently complete to thoroughly qualify nurses for their professional duties, and to work as educators in medical evangelistic work, and also to qualify certain ones as physicians to work as evangelistic medical workers, and to stand at the head of our medical institutions as fully accredited physicians. As we studied over what would be necessary for the school to accomplish this work, it seemed to us it would be necessary to employ two physicians as teachers in the school, a Bible instructor, and one other general schoolman. These four instructors, with the three physicians employed by the sanitarium, and such practical instructors as those qualified to teach practical hydrotherapy, practical nursing, healthful cookery, etc., would be a strong educational faculty for the qualifying of the two classes of workers, one as nurses, and the other as physicians to engage in evangelistic medical work. The conference would employ the Bible teacher, paying him out of the tithe. The two physicians whose time would be directly employed in the school would be supported by the regular tuition for the course of study. The general schoolman would have to be supported by special tuitions from the students. The other instructors who would be employees of the sanitarium would be supported by the sanitarium. This, of course, would throw some financial burden on the sanitarium, but it was thought that probably it ought to do this for the good of the work. These instructors ought to carry their teaching work from a missionary standpoint. The teaching force to be supported by the tuition of the school would then be cut down practically to three instructors, two physicians, and one general teacher. This was done in order that the school might be placed on a missionary basis, as we hoped that all students would enter from that standpoint, and not from the professional idea, hoping when they had acquired their education to make up their expenses by securing higher salaries. In the past, our physicians have been inclined to offer as an excuse for demanding high salaries that it was so expensive to secure a medical education. This we hope to avoid, if possible. Hence the tuition for the physician's course, aside from board and room, would be placed at $60 a year or thereabouts. Now, in order to give these evangelistic physicians standing in the world, it was thought we should secure a charter for the school, which would enable it to grant degrees to all who finished the prescribed course of study, which would take them 3 years. Many, no doubt, would enter the field without waiting to secure a degree, possibly after studying 1 or 2 years, as there are many fields in which they could labor freely as medical missionary evangelists without degrees. But from the instruction of the testimonies, we understand that some should qualify as fully accredited physicians. Hence, the school should plan its course accordingly. In planning what would be necessary for a school of this character to afford facilities for the training of, say, 25 to 50, it was thought that we would need to erect buildings and equip them with proper laboratory facilities, etc., at a cost of from $10,000 to $15,000. Possibly, we would not need all of this at once, but our plans ought to be laid to embrace that amount when completed. This seems like expending a good deal of means in addition to what we have already expended at Loma Linda, but all who were present were unanimous that if such a school were to be carried forward, not simply for the local interest, but for the many who are appealing to us for education in these lines, that the expenditure named would be about as little as we could consider. Now, these are simply plans recommended for further consideration by a large number of people. At the close of our meeting, Elder Prescott arrived, and matters were fully laid before him. He counseled that if it seemed wise and in harmony with the testimonies to move forward in this work, he thought that a delegate should be sent to the coming General Conference Council to be held in April and lay the matter fully before that committee before any definite action was taken. All agreed with him that such a plan would be highly proper and desirable, especially if the people generally were to be called upon to help to raise funds to erect a building and equip the school. It was unanimously decided that in case we move forward with this plan, the money should be raised and the school fitted up without a dollar indebtedness, especially considering the heavy financial obligations already resting on the Loma Linda work. The amount named, of course, would not include rooming facilities for the students, but only the school recitation building and necessary equipment in the way of laboratories, etc., for the schoolwork. It certainly would be a great relief and help to the sanitarium work at Loma Linda if sufficient funds could be raised to meet a portion of the indebtedness represented in the buildings occupied by the students for rooming, which would mean at least another $10,000 or $15,000. But as matters now stand, of course we have these, although we are obligated financially for them. The committee present felt that these matters should be laid carefully before you before we proceeded further, with the quest that, if it seemed good to the mind of the Lord for us to move forward, we ought to have a special call written by yourself and Brother White through the Review and Herald, that the people might know the real aim and purpose of the school, and the way be open to call for means everywhere from those who are interested in such an enterprise. All through the United States, there are young people writing to us inquiring what the outlook is for the medical school at Loma Linda, and wanting to know whether it aims to qualify accredited physicians, or only to give a medical course of study for those who want to do missionary work along with their other Bible work. We always instruct them that the aim and purpose of this medical school is not for professional work, but to qualify consecrated persons with medical ability to labor in evangelistic lines, but that it is the intention of the school that those who finish the course will be accredited with degrees as physicians. Now, from all the light we have received, this is our understanding of the matter. Hence we are planning accordingly, hoping that, if we are mistaken, the Lord will write us and give us an understanding of just what the school is to do. It is a wonderful encouragement to us all to see the perfect unity that prevailed in our council as we considered these matters, and the expression of the hearty cooperation of all if it seemed best to move forward according to the plans outlined. Now, Sister White, we have tried to lay before you these plans as best we can, and are praying the Lord that if He has more light for us, that He will be pleased to reveal it to us, as we do not want to make a mistake in undertaking anything that the Lord has not planned should be carried forward at this place. Praying the Lord to give you special light on these matters, and that we may be able to cooperate with Him in carrying out His designs in this place, we beg to remain. Yours, signed, Burden.